you know it's part and parcel of football, but obviously the key decisions that play a big part in any game. Obviously, sometimes decisions are very close and you accept that human error can play a part. But you look on Saturday, it was a clear header back from Tom that was come backwards. Jermaine was probably 3/4 to a yard onside and finished it well. So it's unfortunate breaks that we're not getting at this moment in time. We had one the other night against Hartlepool. I think Joe was onside and that was given offside again. So, yeah, it's just... And it was probably what we deserved on Saturday was an equaliser. I thought second half we played a lot better and posed quite a few threats against them. So it's part and parcel of football and humour error, as I said, does play a part. But you'd like to think that luck might even itself out over the next few weeks. So hopefully that is the case.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you a it evens itself out man? Or have you found that that's perhaps not the case in your career?
Well, I'm... Glasses half full, so let's hope that it does. We'll just see where it goes, and hopefully we do get a few breaks, because Saturday's second half performance certainly warranted at least a point.
I know you've said after both the league games so far that they've kind of been nearly performances. You've been almost there, you've been able to see the signs, but you've not quite hit what you're capable of. How do you get this group of players fulfilling that potential?
Well, it's still early on and still people are finding their feet right the way through every division. People will say that no team has really hit the ground running, even the teams that have probably won both games. We've just got to get some little bit more consistency in our play. We've played well at Reading second half and better in second half against Fulham at the weekend. Got to try and put on a performance for 90 minutes, because if you do that and if you can get the first goal in games, it gives you a better opportunity to win the games. But we're doing okay, but we certainly know there is plenty of room to improvement. Just because you've lost two games, there's no panic or anything like that. It's funny because somebody mentioned that if you lose two games on the trot halfway through the season, nobody questions it. If you do it at the start of the season, then a lot of panic can set in. So we're certainly not panicking anything like that. I think when you look at Newcastle, Blackburn and Leeds are in a similar position, they'll be saying the same thing as well.
Is it, both from a fan's point of view and from yourself and your staff's point of view, just simply too early to draw any conclusions? And in a couple of weeks, as you say, it could all have changed really quickly.
Of course it can. You're not daft enough to think that you need to do better in certain areas of the pitch as well. So we have to be a little bit tighter in without the ball, but also a bit better with it. Give it away a little bit too cheaply. You need to create a few more chances. Players take responsibility. Players sort of expressing themselves more, because they're given a free rein in that final third to go and do what they want. We never stop them from doing anything like that. We want them to go and express themselves, enjoy themselves, get on the ball and play. And that's then decision making from the players that they have to go and carry what they do on a midweek training sessions into the sessions on the games on a Saturday. So players need to decide, look at what they need to do to improve, but obviously we're doing that as well.